When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This week's episode is a little short, you know what I'm saying? Not just because the guest is super short, but because we had some technical difficulties towards the end. Just letting you guys know. But whatever. Shut up. Okay, love you. Bye. Five, four, three, two, one. Jenny, go.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a mistake.
Tell me why.
I never wanna hear you say, I want it that way. Hey.
Woo!
Now I can see that we falling apart. From the way that it used to be.
Yeah.
No matter the distance, I want you to know that deep down inside of me. Let's go. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the No Chaser Podcast. I'm Tim Chantharansu. Ricky Shucks is out sick, unfortunately. It's a thing going around. And it's not my thing going around. And it's not Rick's thing going around. But if you want some of Rick's thing, hit him up on Instagram. I got a special guest today for the No Chaser Podcast. I've known this girl for a very long time. Comedian, influencer, actress.
Shorty.
Say what's your price. Give it up for Jenny Babas. What's up, girl?
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Before I get into how we know each other and all that, how are you?
I'm great. First of all, can I just say, you knew every word to that. And I feel like I started the song. I should have known every word. I was like...
I was a big... Look, even before it was like nostalgic, I love me some boy bands. You feel
yeah?
me? Well, NSYNC and Backstreet Boys specifically. That was just my shit. You know, look, I'm not even gonna lie. I mean, I've worn a shirt before on the show.
You got Backstreet Boys shirt on.
Oh, wait. I'm wrong. I changed it.
What is that, ramen?
I thought I had an NSYNC shirt on, but I don't. But I got NSYNC shirts and shit. I was more an NSYNC boy than a Backstreet boy.
Yeah.
But how about you?
I feel like I liked them both equally-ish. Okay.
But if you had to choose.
Backstreet Boys.
Damn. Backstreet's back. All right. Yeah.
Is that what we were singing?
No, fool. What the fuck? We were singing I Want It That Way, the classic.
I'm sure majority of people. My friends, when we start singing one of the songs, we don't really know. We're like, oh, wait, was that anything for Backstreet Boys?
Wow.
Is that bad to say?
Yes. Mm. You don't know the difference between, let's say,
oh, no.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Compared to.
I gotta think about it.
Compared
honestly,
to,
I don't know.
Backstreet? Quit playing games with my.
I feel like they sound similar.
This is all Backstreet Boys songs.
Oh.
You
know all the ones that you said you didn't like Backstreet Boys.
I said I was just more of an NSYNC boy, but I fucked with all of them. And that part we were singing on I Want It That Way specifically, I fuck with that part because.
Only part I know. Really.
It's a bridge, and AJ, raspy voice AJ,
kills. I know the names too. Raspy voice AJ kills that part. The no matter the distance, I want you to know. The little higher.
He's called Raspy, but he, that doesn't sound raspy.
No matter the time. But yeah, that's my shit.
Thanks for finishing the song for me.
I got you, Jenny Babas. Look, so you are from Houston, Texas.
Yes.
And I've known you for a minute.
I can't believe how long it's been.
It's been a long ass time.
I think I moved here in 2017.
No, I feel like it's longer than that.
2016.
Yeah, something like that. No. It has to be. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. I met you filming a movie in Houston.
Yeah.
You were a PA on that shit. Were you a PA or what was your job?
Oh, yes, I was a PA.
Okay. For those of y'all who are not familiar with the terms, that is a production assistant, okay? And Jenny was just running around, you know, grabbing coffees and shit, helping people, like, you know, get things done. And then one day she was just like, yo, I want to move to LA and like pursue the whole entertainment thing.
No.
No?
No. You told me, why don't you move to LA and do all that? And I was like, so scared.
Did
like, I? Yeah.
Shit. Oh, well, you're welcome.
I was going to thank you at some point here. Yes. But I appreciate you.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Tell me how you remember it. Tell me how you remember it.
Because I remember I came out to LA for like, you were saying you should probably come out for a little bit, whatever. So I came out for a few days, I think. Mm. And it was my first time and everything was, like, the weather was, oh my God, that was my favorite part because Houston is always flooding. Mm-hmm. But I was like, this is great. And you said I should move out here because work in Houston isn't really work. It's kind of just volunteering because everything's free.
You know? Yeah.
And I was nervous about it. And you're like, just do it. And so finally I just did it. And I have to thank you for that because I don't think I would be out here if I hadn't met you.
Yo, I love that. And I love that you are somebody who was able to come out here and make it happen. Because a lot of people, and we've discussed this a million times on this podcast, you know, a lot of people come to LA, Hollywood.
Yeah.
They try to make it, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. And
they leave.
They leave with their feelings hurt.
Yeah.
With their dicks and clits in between their legs, ashamed, angry at Hollywood. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like I've seen many people, you included, come out here and put in the work. You know what I'm saying? And not only do you put in the work, but you don't get lost in the sauce of Hollywood, because that's what fucks people up. They come out here in pursuit of the sauce, and then they get lost in the sauce without putting in any work, you know?
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you've been able to make real ass friends out here.
Yeah.
I see you with like your little clique of girls all the time. And, you know, a lot of people will come out here and say, LA's fake. I couldn't get no real friends in Hollywood, you know? And I like that you came out here and you were able to do that.
I did find some great people out here. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Friends. Well, Jenny Babas, how'd you do it? How did you do it?
Well,
for everyone out there who wants to come to LA and make it, how did you do it?
You have to be able to take rejection. You have to have thick skin out here for sure.
100%.
And I didn't. Mm-hmm. The first video that you, do you remember the first skit we did?
With me, Rick, and you?
Oh my God, I wish, I'm going to have to look at that later if that's still up. You wouldn't have deleted it, right?
Nah, it's still up.
That was like the first
time. You've glowed up since then.
That was the first time I did a YouTube skit and I was so excited. Like I was reading the comments. Yeah. Now I don't read comments.
Oh,
I don't read
you.
Negative comments.
Good for you. That's another. You don't read negative
comments? I have someone delete all of my negative comments.
Oh, there you go. They delete
all of it before I look.
That's smart.
I don't want it to ruin my day.
All right. That's a smart move. Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't know then. So I read all the comments. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And what happened? How did you feel?
Terrible. They're like, You had to pick the ugliest Asian girl.
No.
Yeah. They were so mean.
No.
They're like, she's literally the ugliest chick you ever had in one of your videos.
You lying.
No, they said she's shaped like a barrel. Like,
oh, oh my God. Let me say this. You know, my younger sketches, my older sketches, I did kind of draw more a toxic fan base, right? Because I feel like it was a lot of scantily clad ladies in the sketches and shit like that. But I always thought I was really, I was all about just like loving women of all shapes and sizes. You feel me? And I think I tried to be very like pay attention to shit like that, comments like that, because I hated if a girl was going out of her way to like be in my videos and make herself look cute, especially if, oh, I got so annoyed one time. You know Bobby Dean? Bobby Dean, model chick, actress, super funny, super cute. I used to put her in my early sketches, and she's been in a few. And I remember in one of them, the old ones, she was in a hot tub with me. And Bobby Dean, she got great butt, okay? Great butt, super pretty, but she ain't got no titties, right? And I remember like the comments just talking about, oh, she ain't got no titties, she flat, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, are you, why are y'all so lame?
Well, guys don't care about titties as much as they care about ass.
And that's the thing, I feel like if you are really, if you just enjoy, if the girl is pretty, you will gladly play with some little, just some nipples and be completely happy enjoying the entire package. I feel like it was a bunch of like little 15-year-old little boys in my shit talking about, oh, she ain't got no titties. It was really annoying.
That would be the best they would ever get.
Yeah, that's facts. That's facts. But, and well, I'm sorry you had to deal with that.
I was bawling my eyes.
No!
I think every girl has to have that phase when they first start on the internet, right?
Okay, okay.
There's no way like everyone posted their first video and saw all the hater comments or just like, oh, it's fine.
You cried?
I did, but I was also like 20.
You didn't tell me that you cried
or something. I didn't.
No, I didn't know all that.
Embarrassing. I can say it now.
Baba, I had no idea.
Well, I was sensitive, and then I came out here, and I was still kind of sensitive, and I had to kind of just grow out of that.
You had to grow your tough skin.
Yeah, like when I first moved out here, my agent said I was too fat. Like I needed to. She couldn't submit me for bikini stuff. Said I needed to. I need to lose weight.
Fuck.
And I had a manager. He saw me drinking icy. He's like, why are you drinking that? Like, it's hard out here. They're like, there's places you can't get into out here if you don't look a certain way. Like, if you don't look good enough. So, it can have a very negative impact. So, you just got to, like, I don't know. You got to roll with the punches. You got to freaking get through it. Build yourself up mentally to be stronger than any rejection. Be used to rejection. Mm-hmm. Which is, I feel like, harder for women to do. But
well, damn, after hearing that story, let me say extra props to you for not folding under the pressures of being a woman in Hollywood.
I don't know. I did it.
I didn't know it was like that.
You got a good support system.
Yeah, I mean,
good friends to say, like, no, you're not the ugliest person ever, you know?
You're not. What the fuck? That's so stupid. That's crazy. you know, like I said, you know, I try to be protective of that. And you said you have to build up a tough skin. I guess for me too, back in the day, hater comments they would piss me off, right? And I guess you kind of do have to go through that.
But your audience is nicer now because you're all family, man.
We're all grown. That's the thing about it is not only am I grown, my audience has grown with me. So, and the times have changed. You know, motherfuckers aren't going to be in my comments talking about like the cellulite on one of the models in my videos anymore. Because also because like, I've also gone hard as a result of these dumbass kids talking shit in my videos. Mm-hmm. I go harder on like emphasizing my love for like real quote unquote bodies and like, you know, how like if you love a fat ass, it's gonna be some cellulite, it's gonna be some stretch marks. Mm-hmm. Like that just comes with a real ass.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I think I'm all about that movement and that wave of like, yes, sir, like, you know, give me that, them tiger stripes and this and that, you know?
Even though you had them Coke bottle Asian girls in all your old surf videos. I remember looking at them like, oh my God, I really don't want to go out there. I have to compete with that. What? And then honestly, never mind. Okay, I'm going to say it anyways because I had a little alcohol on me. You meet those girls in person, they don't look the same.
I mean, that's 100% too. Like, I mean, look, we live in the Instagram age.
Oh, she looked way cuter in her photos.
Filters and lighting and
God, filters.
And Facetune is a motherfucker, you know? Like,
I don't like the filters that make your face look like a Bratz doll. I mean, I used to like it, but then I was like, wait, that looks like a completely different person.
Mm-hmm.
And they meet me and they're like, ew. Or when the filter like turns off for a second, like you make a sudden movement and it's off. I'm like, oh my God, that's what I look like.
Look, it's a struggle out here, especially, you know, in Hollywood, of course. Like, yes. It is a superficial business we're in.
It's just a lot of judgment that we have to deal with.
Yeah.
People on the other end don't understand.
Especially with social media and like, you know, the pressure to not only look good, but, you know, look young. I feel like that's something I've had to deal with the past few years.
We're Asian.
Well, I know.
We don't raisin.
I know we don't, but I'm beginning to raisin a little bit.
You're probably 30-ish right now.
I'm not raisining, like, but I am fucking graying a little bit. I got the
see that?
It's a little bit,
we
bro.
We see under the hat.
All right. So check it out. So once, like, if the fade isn't completely fresh,
uh-huh.
I got these little salt and peppers that kind of sneak in. I say that, like,
because you got two babies now.
Well, that is definitely the part of it, for sure. And I describe it like this. I say, like, my head is like getting gentrified the way these whites are creeping in slowly. So it's like, but I'm learning to embrace them, you know?
Yeah.
Just like any area that gets gentrified, you kind of, all right, fine. All right. Let the whites move in a little bit. Get the property value up a little bit, I guess. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not ready to completely embrace it yet. You feel me? Because especially like with the movies I'm writing, I'm like, what's crazy is during the pandemic, you didn't really realize how many of these like older celebrities are old until they couldn't go to their barbers and stylists and shit. Right. Khaled had a whole fucking white like situation. Diddy was looking, let's not talk about Diddy, but like other celebrities were looking mad, just like icy bearded out. You know, it was crazy. Everybody was a silver fox and we didn't even know.
I gained a lot of weight during the pandemic.
Did you?
Yeah, but I wasn't in the gym yet. So it was really easy to actually. That's interesting.
What's interesting?
I wasn't in the gym before that. So I was still.
Now you're like a fitness influencer. What the fuck?
I don't even know how that happened, honestly. I just started going and then I just got super addicted to it.
Mm.
It feels so good.
All of a sudden, I saw you teaching Nick Cannon how to work out his legs. And I was like, first of all, for one, how did you link up with Nick like that without my permission?
Sorry.
Because that's my boss. So how are you just gonna?
You know what's crazy? My mom sent me a picture the other day that she screenshotted from like when I was, I don't know how, probably when I first moved out here and I starred in background and I did something like one of his shows and I was background and I was like a little speck like really far in the distance and she took like a screenshot of it
because
she was proud. She's like, oh, you made it to the background of something.
And
like,
I know. And now you're in all the way in the front.
And she put it side by side next to the one where I'm like, he's giving me a piggyback ride.
Yeah, look at God.
She's like, look.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'm like, I don't even know how this happened. I didn't even think I was out here for that long.
Well,
time just flew.
And how did you link up with Nick? Because like that was so random for me. The question is, are you going to be one of his new baby mamas? Is that it?
No.
That is the question. Are you baby mama number 13?
Oh my gosh. Everyone in the that was every comment. I didn't read the comments, but that's what all my friends said.
You know, when we had Nick on here.
The joke is old, you guys.
It is. It truly is. But just like all the jokes on Wild 'N Out, the jokes are old. It's the same shit over and over again. But I love y'all. I love y'all. You know, when Nick was on here, he was saying that he is looking for like an Asian baby mama. So are you?
Did he really?
Yeah. He said something about, you know, actually, you know, I don't have like an Asian one. So
that. Oh my gosh, he's trying to add. He's trying to have every ethnicity.
Add to the roster. Baby. There you go.
That's surprising. You would think he would have an Asian one by now.
I feel
like a lot of people got Asian fetishes nowadays. That's crazy. So when I was growing up, everyone hated Asians.
Really?
Yeah, I got so much hate. All the guys are like, oh, she sees everything in widescreen.
Oh, yeah.
Open her eyes. They're always closed. They were mean.
They still would have been down to smash, though.
No, they're even like, ew, I don't like Asian girls.
What the fuck?
That was
in Houston?
Yeah, I went to a racist white school.
But there's so many Asians in Houston.
I went to a racist white school.
Why did you do that?
I was one of few Asians. Why? I don't know. My parents made me do it.
Wow.
And then growing up, I was like, I remember when I was younger, I was like, when I get older, I'm gonna have eye surgery and like have my eyes like really like round, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because of how much I hated it. I even hate being Asian because of that.
God.
Because no one wanted me.
That makes me so sad.
Yeah.
That's like a big reason why I started like making videos, because I was trying to make my people proud of who they are, where they come from, and their beautiful features, man. Yeah, you know?
I got older and suddenly guys started having Asian fetishes out of nowhere. I'm like, oh, all y'all spat on me back then.
I blame anime.
For the positive. You don't even watch anime.
I don't.
Still so.
But it's, I feel like.
I started a little.
Everybody's watching anime now. I mean, look. Anime's been popular, but mm-hmm. I feel like it's got very commercial over the past few years.
Yeah.
Maybe that is the increase in Asian fetishes. I know Asian fetish been a thing, though. You feel me? It's been.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because I wasn't a cute Asian.
No. Please.
I have so much. I have bullies. They're like, she ugly, she fat, she round. I got compared to a teapot. And then I remember crying at night. I was a kid. I was like, I'm a little teapot.
Green teapot.
Sure.
Ginseng, a little jasmine teapot.
Yo, height was always an issue. Still is an issue for me.
I think you were just around some very toxic Texan whites. You know what I'm saying? And that was probably really fucked you up. And then
they're pretty racist in Texas. Yeah.
Actually. Oh, I'm aware. But... But it's crazy because Houston is so Asian. I mean, there's pockets of it that are very Asian.
I wasn't in the pocket. Probably should have been.
And that brings me to something else I wanted to talk about, where when you first came to LA and we were kicking it, she had never had pho. She had never had ramen.
Yes.
She had never been to Korean barbecue. And I was like, who raised you?
You said you want to get ramen. I was like... He really wants to go to a restaurant to eat ramen packets.
She thought I was talking about in the microwave shit.
The 99 cent ones.
Wow. And I was like, what? No, this is a real thing from a real country.
I was like, what's the difference? Tried it. It was like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have all those things all the time.
I love that.
I don't think I could even use chopsticks really then. I'm great with them now.
That makes me very happy. I'm very proud of you.
But if I didn't know other ethnicities first, and I actually wouldn't have seen your videos, because I was a fan before we met.
I appreciate that.
And then meeting you, I was like, oh my gosh. Mm. All my black friends, you just show me his videos all the time.
Isn't that funny how that works?
I don't know if my Asian friends would have.
That's so funny, man. Well, now, you fuck with the Asian food on the regular now.
Oh, yeah, so good.
I appreciate that. But wait, you're Filipino.
Yeah.
Did you like Filipino food?
You know, I didn't like it as much as I did until I moved away from my parents. And now I'm like, wow, I didn't appreciate all those years of Filipino cooking because I was always eating fried chicken with my black friends.
I mean, that's beautiful too. You know, you can't be mad at that. Have you had some Korean fried chicken out here?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Everything, finally, yes. It took me several years, I think, to finally try all the Asian things.
Well, I'm happy for you for that.
Thank you.
I'm glad you haven't gone full Hollywood and you're not like vegan and shit.
A lot of my friends are, and it's really difficult. I wish I could be because their bodies are banging and it's probably a lot healthier for you. But I eat so bad.
I mean, I think about that sometimes too. I'm like, because, you know, I constantly struggle with like acne and pimples and shit. So I always think like, if I officially went vegan, would that like finally get my skin right? But nah, I'll just laser this shit.
Because we're foodies. And like, food is my love language.
Oh, you're a foodie now?
Yeah.
After never having ramen or any of that shit, now you a foodie?
I don't know. Yeah, a lot happened in these years, you know, in the past six, however many, whatever,
that is
2023 minus 2016 is.
7 years. That's amazing. Have you been out here 7 whole years?
Apparently.
That's beautiful.
I didn't even realize that. It's my dirty 30 next month.
Wow. Congrats. You doing anything special?
No, I'm too introverted. Which is another reason as to how I stayed out here for so long. Because I didn't get caught up in that sauce. Because
you didn't want to.
Because I'm a homebody. Mm. I just stay home and mind my business.
Good for you. Because so many people come out here and they just want to go to everything.
Yeah.
And be in everything.
I go nowhere.
And do all the coke.
Yeah.
That's all they do out here, man. It's a lot of fucking cocaine out here, man. And I'm glad you didn't get mixed up in too much of it.
Just potheadedness.
Good for you. Yeah. That's great. It's legal out here.
Yeah.
Is weed legal in Texas?
No. Oh, my gosh. They would take all my friends to jail if they pulled them over and they had even like a little bit on them.
Really?
Yeah.
Guns. You got guns out there, though.
That's fine. Yeah, that's cool.
Well, shit. Well, what do you miss about Houston, Texas after being out here for
the
7 years?
The prices. Wow. As much as I'm paying for an apartment right now, I could have like houses. Yeah. Nice big ones. 4-bedroom houses. Brand new.
Jenny Babas, let me tell you. When I'm not looking at pornography at 2 a.m.
You're looking at houses?
I'm on Zillow.
Yeah?
Jerking off to the prices of houses in Texas and fucking Georgia and like wherever else that is almost seems livable. But
is that what happens when we get older? We just
100%.
I'm gonna start looking at.
Yes, girl. Look.
You have a house.
I do, but that's
the
thing.
You want a better one?
You know, it's like, you know when you never satisfied? You're always looking at some other shit, looking at the next man's shit, right? And I got a house. It's a beautiful house. I love my house.
You got two babies now. Do you have
two babies running around one crawling around and one running around the whole house. But sometimes, man, you know, you look at those fucking houses in Texas and you look at like the big ass backyard. I'm like, God, man, if I paid what I paid for my house out here in certain areas of Texas or Georgia, I could have like acres on acres.
And then you could have puppies because I'm sure your kids want some dogs to run around.
We're not doing all that. No. There we go.
Wow. I don't think I would have been able to do that. Does that mean salud?
That means shut up.
Shot o'clock.
Bang.
Ooh. You need to make eye contact. Now, sorry. Now you're going to have bad luck.
Sorry. I'm doing business. Okay, cheers. Do it again. Well, I ain't supposed to tap it.
That cancels it out. You still didn't look at me. That's crazy.
Okay.
Dogs and Asians.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never heard of that before.
No?
Sure. Here's what I do want to talk about. We did a really bad movie in Houston.
God.
So I've never officially talked about this, all right? If y'all watch my other podcast, I've done some not so great movies, okay? One of them is a movie I filmed in Houston with Jenny Babas. She was PA. I was one of the leads in that shit, all right? It's called The Pizza Joint. If you want to look it up and watch it, it's the holidays. It's the time for shitty movies, all right?
I still didn't watch it. We were supposed to watch it.
You never seen A Pizza Joint?
No!
It is not good.
I think you have it.
I
don't even have it.
I bought it on either...
You bought it?
Yes!
You're in it. You shouldn't have to buy anything.
No, I was trying to help.
That's nice.
Yeah, I bought it. You can watch it on Prime.
Really? No way.
Yes. Prime. It's a few different things you can watch it on.
Wow.
And
it's currently there because I will watch it tonight.
It is not good. And
it was filmed terribly.
Look, shout out to everybody that worked on it.
I met great people there.
I met some great
people. Honestly, Pizza Joint brought us together because I wouldn't have met you at all.
That's facts. And I think everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
And some great people worked on that movie. The dude that plays Gus, funniest dude in that whole movie, he actually passed away.
Which one is Gus?
They put the comb over hairpiece on him. Oh boy, with the comb over, with the bald cap, he played Gus. He died a couple years ago.
Oh no.
Yeah, he was so funny. So rest in peace to him. The movie is not good. And it was like, I thought it would maybe cut together nicely, but the editing was kind of funny. I don't know who edited it. I'm sorry. The editing's funny and like.
You were the best thing about the movie.
Look,
I didn't see it, but watching like, watching the rehearsals.
Yeah, look, it's, I make myself laugh when I watch it. A lot of it is very like, I cringe, you feel me?
Oh.
What's
cringy about it? Everything?
It's just like
the lines.
Yeah, the dialogue, the acting, a lot of the characters I felt like didn't need that much screen time. I feel like it could have been chopped way down. Like it could have lost like a good 20, 30 minutes. Like it would have worked good as like a YouTube video series of like little stupid 5-minute videos.
Yeah.
But as a movie, it's like, oh.
This should have just made skits, huh?
But here's the thing. I like cringy content. So I watch it and like
Human Centipede?
No, not cringy, like you want to puke.
Oh, yeah, same. Me neither.
Well, Jenny Babas, hey, I appreciate you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm going to watch The Pizza Joint tonight.
Watch it tonight, guys, if you enjoy watching bad movies. Shout out to everybody that was in it. I love y'all. You know, and you know, it's one of those things. I feel like you kind of, you got to, you got to, you got to do some whack movies in the beginning of your career.
And again, I probably wouldn't be here if it weren't for that whack movie.
The universe.
Crazy. And now, who would have thunk?
Now you're in Hollywood thriving. I love that.
Aw, thank you.
Cheers.
Hello.
Cheers. All right, y'all. Where can we find you if they want to find you?
You can find me on Instagram at official Jenny Babas, because someone stole Jenny Babas already. And anywhere else, just Jenny Babas.
Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, follow her on everything, all that bullshit. Thank you for watching the No Chaser Podcast. Happy holidays, y'all. See you in 2024. I'm Tim Chantharongsu. Peace.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7. So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7. So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.